Timotafresh Chavav Sif Aleph. En lasa sukkah tachas bayis or ilan. You can't make a sukkah under a roof or under a tree. Vayis sukkos tachas or ilan. First made it under the tree. So, sapashis, it should be a problem. There's something over the sukkah creating the shade. And the ikar definition of the sukkah is the fact that it makes the shade. So that's not made by the tree, not by the sukkah. Forget it. It doesn't seem to work. However, if the tree is putting a lot of shade to the point where under the tree there's more shade than sun, so psula b'cholinyan.
Waiting downstairs.
Yeah.
Very busy.
So if the tree is sales some rubber mechamosa, so in some case you have a tree, you have a making a sukkah under a tree. So if the tree is throwing a lot of, generating a lot of shade, more shade than sun. So psula b'cholinyan, the sukkah is possible. Avim a sukkah sales some rubber mechamosa, even though the sukkah itself is also generating sale. So with the tree above it generating that same sale, so it passes the sukkah below. However, so the tree is putting a sparse amount of shade. It's putting out less shade than sun. Okay, then ima sukkah tzilsim rubim mechamosa below ilan is ksheira. So the sukkah itself is covered enough that it can generate its full shade. The amount of shade the sukkah needs to have is that should be tzilsim rubim mechamosa, more shade than sun. If the sukkah is generating that without the help of the tree, and the tree is not really generating too much shade anyway, so you look at the tree as if it's not there, and the sukkah is generating its own shade, so it's not getting help from the tree. The sukkah cannot get help from the tree. So besides the issue of the sukkah is not generating it, you can't get help from the tree because b'mechubra l'karka, it's no good. It has to be something that's already has been detached to be kosher for schach. So the shade generated by the tree is posel. So since the sukkah is only by itself without the tree, so it's kosher.
Why does it need to be detached?
The moral is not from a posel because it says, "Ba'os b'kami garden chomi yikvecho," as you're gathering in from the garen, which is the silo, and the yekev, means that which you're chazal darshan from the pserlos garen v'yekev has to be from the leftovers of that which you processed the garen and the yekev. So those are things which are already detached. Okay, so this is kosher, and according to this opinion, even though you haven't generated any idea of bittul. Theoretically, you can generate an idea of bittul. How do you generate an idea of bittul? You would take the leaves, the branches of the tree, and mix it into the schach. And since the schach is very thick, and the tree is very sparse, so we would look at the schach as being mavatul, the branches of the tree. We don't need that. Afilo loy hishbel ha'nofim lamata la'arvimim schach hasukkah. Even if you do not mix together the tree together with the schach, that is, if the sukkah generates enough shade by itself without the use of need of the tree, and the tree is sparse, it's the case of a chamsa merubah. This is still that first opinion. Avol im ena sukkah tzel se merubah mechamosa ela el yadei ha'ilan. But if the tree is chamsa merubah, so it's not really generating a status of a canopy. So the tree is not the problem. The problem is you don't have enough shade, because the shade that you're generating is a combination of the tree plus the schach, and the tree is not kosher to generate to be schach. So in the scenario where it's only chamsa merubah together with the tree. Only together with the tree. So then you do bittul. So the bittul, you mix in the tree branches amongst the schach. There's more schach than there is tree branches. It's mevatel, and it has to be the case where it's not nicker that you can't, you know, obviously pick out where what's part of the tree attached to the tree or not. So then bittul will allow you to remove the status of schach posel from the tree leaves, the tree branches, and then they can help generate the kosher shade.
Because it's not
nicker,
we believe it's not
machuma. Well, it's a bittul. Like most cases of bittul, right? Midaraisa, mid a bittul b'roiv. The vast majority of rishonim, for example, say midaraisa. In the case of bittul, you have non-kosher meat gets mixed with kosher meat. It's not hot. It's pieces, so there's no question of flavor. It's not a flavor issue. It's all the same beef. Some was kosher beef, some was non-kosher beef. It wasn't shechted properly. So, minaraisa, it's potel, chad betray. You got to eat all three.
If we have some schach that's potel on the sukkah, so it's okay, just well, you don't sit under it. We don't say because it's batel, we can sit under it.
Well, and that's only that whole thing. You can't sit under a schach, which is posel. It's only because it's in a distinct area, so that area becomes schach posel. But if you would mix a schach posel amongst the schach kosher, that would be okay. Mm-hmm. Unless you know, that's what this sheet is going with. Okay, now that's the first opinion. So first thing again, let's just review the 3 points. The first opinion gave us 3 points. He said, a case where the tree is selsa maruba, it's no good. Because it's generating, it becomes the real roof. And the schach below it is under that roof already, it's too late. If the tree is chamsa maruba, so then we say, well, let's, it depends. So if the sukkah is selsa maruba, the tree is chamsa maruba, so it's like it's not really there. The sukkah is selsa merubah on its own, so it's a kosher sukkah. If the sukkah needs the tree to make selsa merubah, then you'd have to mix it together. That's the first sheet. Now, v'yesh armim, shefilim ha-sukkah selsa merubah mechamosa, b'lo yilun, v'yilun chamsa merubah. So the tree really, the chara is chamsa merubah, so it's really not really doing too much. So the tree is seemingly not a problem. And the sukkah, on the other hand, is a case of tzelsa meruba without the tree. It's like really nice, lot of schach, and it seems to be doing fine on its own. So according to the first opinion, that's great, right? The shita says no. Yiman fi ilan mechubanim keneged schach akasher is psula. If the maisa, the branches of the tree, are over the schach, so it comes out wherever there's that branch, that schach below is not effective, because there's a branch above it. So then that's going to passel the schach which is below it. Bein shehilon kadam, bein shesukah kadmu. And we don't say, you know, if the sukkah was there and then the tree grew over it. So listen, the sukkah was there first, so then the tree shouldn't passel it. Doesn't make a difference. Kim shehan shehilon mechubanim keneged schach akasha. Okay. So there's a problem. This is not the final roof over your head. There's something on top of it, and if these various branches, even though the amount of shade that they throw is chamsa meruba, but they are being mesachich over the schach, it passes the schach. Now, I'm going to skip the Ramah for a second because I want to finish the thought. Avo. Okay, so you have schach kosher, and there's some gaps in the schach kosher, and that's where the branches of the tree are over that. So they're not affecting the schach kosher because there's nothing over the schach kosher. I'm going to read this. I am going to read. Oh, you schach harbe, shvili yinoto keneged ilan nisher kashir, or there's so much schach that even if the tree is over some of the schach, if you would ignore that schach, you still have a kosher sukkah. Then cheru. Since the kosher tzel, which is the tzel which doesn't have a tree over it, is tzel simaruba. Shafil minot al ilan yeshir b'kosher la'achshir. Even if you take away whatever the tree affected, the remaining kosher schach is sufficient. B'chozel lo yishayin ilan bein kodem ha'ilan l'kodem ha'schach dinech alehem. And this will be true whichever came first. So the second opinion is more machmer. He says that we can't ignore the first opinion generated a concept. If the tree is chamsa meruba, so it's not generating enough shade, in a certain way we ignore the tree.
What is
chamsa? Sun, l'chama. Like the sun is referred to as l'chama, right? So it's referring to the sunlight coming in. Sorry about that.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but the second minute says no. Whatever, but as much as the tree is there, the tree is there. You can't ignore that. See, even the tree is a case of is a chamsa meruba. But as much as the tree branches are there over the schach, that's going to affect the schach below it. Let's go back to the first hagah, which we skipped. So this first opinion said as possible. What was the case? The case was that even though the tree was chamsa meruba, but it went over the kosher schach, and to the extent that if you would ignore the schach, which is under the tree branches, you would not have enough schach to make the sukkah kosher. So you don't have a kosher sukkah. Is there any eitz hagoa miyu? Remember the case was there was more schach than tree, she still did a bit of beroyp. So if you can mix it in a way that's not visible, so then it becomes bottle, and then it'll be kosher. Furthermore, if you put it on top, and it's more. So there's more schach kosher than posel. You didn't necessarily mix it in, but you put the schach kosher directly on top of the schach posel. That's sufficient. The guy be dinning iruv, and it becomes botel to it. Okay. So that is. So a scenario which maybe is more common to think about. So for sukkah to be kosher, it needs three walls, and it needs that the schach should reach the walls. So if I have a situation where most of the sukkah is not under a tree, but like by the edge, by the wall, there's a tree hanging over the sukkah. So there's no situation, you don't have a situation where the tree is generating most of the shade in the sukkah. But where the tree is, that schach beneath it is no longer schach kosher. Right? So you now potentially have a situation where you don't have schach kosher in that area. So how does that affect the sukkah? Because if in certain cases we'll say that therefore there's no connection between the schach and that wall where it is. Well, so now I have a problem. I have schach without a wall, and the schach has to be adjacent to the wall. There is a concept called Dofen Akuma, which even schach poshel can function in Dofen Akuma. So you have a certain amount of leeway. You can't have an airspace. Airspace passes with gimel tefachim, but if there's not a layer space where there's possible schach, so that's still not considered an interruption. That the schach is considered adjacent to the wall.
It's a lot of leeway, is it?
Four amas.
It's a lot.
Right, but if you have a tree situation, which is more than that, give you a very large sukkah, so that you would lose that wall, then you might have a problem. Okay, a lot of information in the Mishnah Berurah here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurahs. Okay, so the first point, he says you shouldn't make a sukkah under a house, under a tree. Tachas Abayis, Aleph. The meaning should have a sukkah, Tachas Avar HaShemayim. The sukkah has to be directly under the open heaven. The Chesim HaSukkah Teshvu, Chasr Vov. Then ba'achas shal yisuch aleha b'shnei kirui. There has to be one covering over your head, not two. Midarshin lo b'sukkah shetachas sukkah. You can't even have two sukkahs on top of you. You can't have a sukkah and then a bayis above it, or a yilin, or a sukkah and then a tree above it. Okay. Now, ubeis agufas. Let's say, listen. You know, let's use the house. Avin yutaleishin bo bechag l'shem sukkah is possible. Let's say, you know, I made my roof of my house. I have a thatched roof. So I use my roof is made out of material which is kosher for sukkah. So no problem. So I sit in my house. Doesn't work because. Since it's my house of the whole year, it's no kosher. The sukkah merachmona b'loy beisah shakoyim b'sashana. Sukkah has to be something which is a diras aroy, a temporary dwelling, as opposed to your normal dwelling. It has to be a booth. Milan posel shehu asaychak al defanas sukkah mishum demuchubrahu. So let the tree be the schach, right? That doesn't work either because the leaves of the branches of the tree are attached to the ground.
The Shulchan Aruch begins like the Gemara. It doesn't tell you in the beginning what is a sukkah, how big, how tall. It goes right in. Later on, you have totes, chamsa. It's more than chamsa. That concept is later on. So it sort of brings this in because the Mishnah Berurah has, I guess, because you. The most important point is it has to be on the Shemayim.
Right.
So this is, it's sort of, besides that, I would say it's out of order. I think this would be after, because later on we learn about that the shade has to be, it's coming in now before we learn that that's it.
Yep.
It's so the important thing about this, why it's here, is because it should be under the Shemayim.
Yes.
I guess all this is an aside. That
right, correct.
Just funny the order.
I agree. Okay, so the first opinion said if the tree is salsam or rubo, it's always possible. Cholin beis. So remember, afilim hishbol anofim lamata. Very mistach hasuka. Mistach hasuka roba alein venoniker. So let's argue like this: you mix it into the schach. There's a lot of schach there, and the schach is the roif. You made it. It's not niker. So it should be bought to the filachi posel. That's a sukkah tzelsim rubim mechamosu. Kim shilin gam ken tzelsim rubim mechamosu. Im kein en tzchak hasukkah mo'oklum. Since the tree is able to generate everything that what below is able to generate, because the fact that it's tzelsim rubim is 60% shade. Well, now that you have this such good schach, it has 85% shade. But hold on, the limit between 55% and 85%. So the tree is generating that 55% anyway, even without the schach, so that's it. There's nothing to talk about. The sukkah becomes superfluous. Obviously, that's a problem. Yeah. So the first opinion said if the tree is chamsa merubah, those that tell kamosha enoy will make you sukkah shatachas ilan. So this opinion says, listen, the minimal shade that it's producing, the 40% shade that it's producing, 30% shade that it's producing, becomes irrelevant. You don't have a real canopy over your sukkah. So let's say, for argument's sake, let's say you would have a person puts up a sukkah, and he realizes after he put up a sukkah that there are clotheslines going over his sukkah. So the width of a clothesline is a half an inch wide, not even, right? So there's a few of these things. It's not really generating any sukkahs, any shade down below, so it becomes irrelevant. The poskim handle shadow lovud. By the clothesline, since the ropes are loved with each other,
ropes what?
The ropes of the clothesline are loved to each other. They're within, they run parallel within three tefachim of each other. So it looks like that whole area is loved. It becomes like one large board. Now that's a problem, right? The whole area, if you look at it, a few rows together, might be considered wide enough that it's a pasuk or sukkah. Right? But so not everybody agrees that we say love of the chumrah. That would passel. But just the issue of the generating shade, it's irrelevant. It's such a minimal shade. So the tree over here is producing shade, which is chamsa meruba. Halachically, it's considered minimal shade, and we ignore it. On the other hand, you can't use it for your shade. It's not going to passel the sukkah below, but you can't use it to contribute to the necessary shade. So if the sukkah makes enough shade in its own, great. Dalad abu im ein ayin ilan, the sukkah below needs the tree's shade to generate enough shade. But zolomer uskach ilan halay pasulu do mechuber. So now, even though you told me that since it's chamsa meruba, we can ignore the shade. Okay, I don't want to ignore the shade. I want to use the shade that it's producing, which is minimal, but it's enough to add to the shade of the schach and generate a kosher sukkah. But it's no good because the mice of the tree is mechuber. The ben yochel the tzur for the schach kosher lachshir a sukkah. You can't use it to generate a hechshir in the sukkah. Hechshir in the sukkah. Fine. So what can you do? So you can do bittul. So tzur sheyashpul. Hey. So afilu lechachilu mutter. It's not just bittul everything. This is the chachilu. If you you're allowed to mix it together. Now we have a rule of ein mevatlin is for the chachilu. So that's what he's pointing out over here. So when it comes to isurim, you can't do mevatlin chachilu. If it happened, it's bottle. But over here, we're not discussing isur. We're discussing wanting to be matzah or something for the purpose of using it for a mitzvah. So bittul with chachilu would be mutter. Now, part of their argument is because there's no dinim on it yet before sukkahs. It's neither here nor there. If that's true, it would come out if you want to do this in Chol HaMoed, which already you already have a halachic invalid situation, you want to use bittul to generate a valid, maybe that's a problem. No. Feeling most of sukkah b'Chol HaMoed, l'shach b'zeh l'ormer ein mevatlin is l'chachilu, because there's no isser over here. This isser ein mevatlin isser, the chil is only halachic isser, this is not isser. As the Shartim points out in the Sif Katan Vov, then can shame isser. There's no isser involved over here. No ein isser mitzad atzmi shall sukkah leishav. There's no isser to sit there. Also yeshivoy no yotzi dechayvus hamitzah. The isser might be you can't. You know, there's a shayla in the chardim. Is there an isser to eat outside of the sukkah? Or is a mitzah to sit in the sukkah? So you ate outside the sukkah, you were involved in the mitzvah. You didn't do it. There's no isser involved. So that's a shayla. Mr. Brewer raises that question in Siman Samach in the Bir Halacha. And the Mechilas Chinuch also talks about it. Okay, so you're allowed to be involved in the chachilu. So that's the first opinion. You do bittul. Second opinion says, one second. If the sukkah is tzelsa merubo without the tree, even though it is, and the tree is, itself is chamsa meruba, but whatever, as much of the tree is shading over the schach, that point has two canopies on it, so that piece of schach is no good. So any piece of schach which is under the tree, it's like it's irrelevant. It's not doing anything. There's something above it giving you shade. So it's like a second layer, a lower layer, which is worthless. So it loses its status halachically. So you end up with part of your sukkah missing. So if you subtract all of that schach, which has tree over it, if by doing so you'll end up inside the sukkah, that it's a case of chamsa meruba. Only if you maschach ilan and yochel itzarif, after you all yet tzelsa meruba, machemasa dos schach pasul. You can't use the schach of the tree. The schach of the sukkah itself is not enough. It's thicker. But that's including the schach which is under the tree. Any schach under the tree becomes disregarded. So what's left over is not enough. So the schach is pasul. Sukkah is pasul. Ramaz added, however, you do have an eitzah of bittul. Mei Mishbal al Nafim. So I'm happy to remain a sukkah of Selsim Rubin Mechamosa Beloy Ha'ilun Kamal Deir Rishon. This point, the second opinion will cede to the first opinion. Even though the sukkah needs the tree, there's not enough schach in the sukkah to get itself going. So what the purpose of the bittul here wasn't just to remove the impediments of the tree, it also was to actually use and help, the tree should help the schach. So well, the bittul will do that for you too. Okay. That's the first. Chaim and Simon are Moshe and Nikarim. The Moya Schach Hasuka Baatz Matzelsu Merubah Mechamosa Fili Nikarim Shari the Fimashu Ksav Nelchemei. According to this opinion, had it been a case of Matzelsu Merubah on its own, so I need to get the tree out of the way. That shouldn't be a problem. Well, I do that by mixing it with it, so it's no longer out in the way. And it's the sukkah itself is Matzelsu Merubah. I don't need the tree, so I'm very happy. Right? So why do you need any Nikarim? Even the Nikarim would be mutter. However, Yeshem and the Leachron and Zulu Mahane Filak Shehishbol, Alam Kain Schach, Asulu, Sesam Rubin, Chamosab, Lohilan, Umaisan, Nochon, Lahachmer, Gabosai. Second meaning says, no, that this sheet is going to be Machmer. Even with Eruv, it only works if the sukkah alone has enough Schach. Then the purpose of the Eruv is just to get rid of the canopy of the upper one. But you don't need it to be mitzaref to give your shear. So that's the only case which is kosher. So you have to do it in a way that's not nikur. Chin and nikur. Why you sell some merubah mechamosa? If the original sukkah was sell some merubah, that was he referenced in Sivkot and Zion to this point in Sivkot and Ches. Let's say the schach of the sukkah was so thick that it was selsa merubah without the tree. What's the problem? The tree is acting as a canopy over the sukkah, and thereby causing us to disregard X amount of the schach because there's tree over it. So the eitz is pull the tree down, tilt it down, and mix it into the schach. So if it's a case of that the schach alone is not enough and it needs to use the trees, I understand you need to be mevatel the schach posel to allow it to get a dinner that it can become schach kosher. You need bittul. So the bittul requires that it should be roi b'schach kosher, and the schach posel should not be nicker. It should be mixed and not nicker. But let's say the bottom schach is some merubah on its own. So it doesn't really need the contribution of the tree branches. It just needs to get the tree branches out of the way. So in that situation, I feel the hoyin ikorim, hoyin melachim zel gav zel ma'amish shori kimin shehem merubim mischach ilon v'yesh kol kamase. This opinion says, listen, at the end of the day, even though it's nicker, they're right and one's on top of the other, but the maisa, it's not contributing anything. And it's not really acting as a canopy anymore because it's right there with it. So it's not a canopy on top of it. It's not contributing anything. We don't need it anyway because it sells some rub on its own. The sukkah sells some rub on its own, so fine. Everything should be good. Yesh kol kamal kol zeh. But there is a chalik, and whenever it's nicker, it's going to be a problem. Okay. Then he said that when the definition of Eruv is if the schach posel is beneath the schach kosher. Mikra Eruv kosher. Hainu, kashahoya schach kosher merubal posel. So the schach kosher is on top and it's more. Okay. Now he says interesting halacha like this. Schach What's the problem? The problem is Chamsim Ruba is puzzle, or Tzelsim Ruba is kosher. Now, if you're interested, it's 50-50. Let's assume 50-50 is kosher for a second, because that's how we hold Mikra Din. We don't rely on 50-50 because you know what do you do if you're 40? It's 49-51, really. Then you're in trouble. So you don't. But Mikra Din 50-50 is kosher as long as it's not Chamsim Ruba. It's kosher. So let's say a situation. So remember, if the tree's a canopy on top, according to this opinion, never good. But I lower it down, so it's not a canopy anymore. It's side by side. So we said if they're mixed up together, that's, you say bittul. If the schach kosher is on top of the schach posel, you say bittul. Let's say you didn't do that. You just lay them out side by side. So you have the schach posel of the tree branch, which is mechuber, lying on top of the sukkah, next to it is schach kosher, and then again, shifting off. They're switching off. Ain't sarach shia b'kosher roiv k'neged posel. Elafila imahem mechzal mechzal gam kena sukkah k'sheru. Even 50-50 would be kosher to a local mashmi sinai. That's a local mashmi sinai, that it's kosher that way. We're never sure that you can't get it perfectly amount. How do you know more that you're exactly equal? Because if the schach posel is roiv, the whole thing is no good. So you're never going to know for sure. So therefore, the yesh lahadav ma, you should add in a little more. Now that's only going to be true if the width of the schach posel is not four tefachim. Schach posel passes with four tefachim. So you have a row of three tefachim, three tefachim, three tefachim, three tefachim kosher, three tefachim posel, three tefachim kosher, three tefachim posel. Even though they're perfectly the same amount, mikra din, that's kosher. If it's four and four, you have a problem. Then he said, if the anavim are connected, the gaps, it's kosher. Again, the case was that the tree was generating a chamsim ruba, not a tzelsim ruba. It's kosher because even if you take the tree away, you still have a shear in the kosher one. So if what we do is we say whatever is under the schach becomes schach posel for our purposes. So there's a shear, there's a problem. We said four tefachim is a problem. By sukkah katana, which is seven tefachim total, so then even three is a problem. Shirley not only knew the base, Ritzalomer, Latikshi, my havi imanofim keneged haavir. So it's very nice that the tree branches correspond to the gaps. You have both Elon and Schach on the sukkah. That's what we're saying. No, but we're talking about a scenario which even if that wouldn't be there, the tree wouldn't be there, you'd still have enough sits. It's enough shade. The tree wasn't beneficial. Even without it, you had still some ruba min haschaku from the schach. The fugim min anofa ilan lehavikim the fugim min anofa ilan lehavikim chamsim ruba mitzel. So canavas have cut it. Washing the tree is a case of chamsim ruba. So that's how you're able to do that.
Said before,
lovad,
you don't call
the chumra,
like if there's two wires.
Right, there's a shadow
where
you say
lovad the chumra.
So
it is not. We don't consider it.
Mikra, then we hold that you don't say lovad the chumra. The Rashi does hold that you do. Mikra, then we hold you don't say lovad the chumra.
I mean, if it is, a whole tree would be a solid object if it's all the leaves are near each other.
Right.
So you wouldn't have such a thing. The whole would be a solid thing.
Right.
You wouldn't have the whole thing.